Always great to see you, Gary.
Thank you.
First thing you think of when you put the jacket on and you walk on these grounds?
Well, it's a golf course that has so much tradition now. You know, having have met the great President Eisenhower, strong leader who I admired so much, Bobby Jones, who was raised the bar for professional golf and amateur golf around the world. And the way the tournaments run, the great beauty. You stand here now with this big oak tree here and people from all over the world. There must be, I don't know, 30 different nationalities standing under that tree, all having a talk and meeting together. It's great, isn't it? So all in all, it's just it's an honor to be here. And I'm grateful when I walk up Magnolia Lane, I get out of the car and walk there and think of all the times I've won it and been second and top tens and most number of, nobody's played in the tournament more than me. All these things to be grateful for.
And how about just coming back here and getting to hit those special shots with Jack and Arnie? How much fun is that?
Well, tremendous fun, because Arnold, Jack and I, we traveled around the world when there wasn't a lot of money, and we did it because we loved the game. We wanted to promote the game, and we've been friends for 50 years. I've been a pro now for 60 years, and we've been friends for over 50 years and competed against each other, beat each other, and still had great friendship, which is terrific.
How much does it take away from the tournament not having Tiger here this week?
Well, I'm sorry that Tiger's not here, because he does draw people. He creates excitement. He gets a better TV rating for the tournament. And above all, I'm sad for him, because he obviously wants to try and win the most majors. And this is a major that suits him. And it's just tough to miss this tournament. And I said on TV this morning, you know, we miss you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was there when you were saying, if I had 10 minutes with him, what is he not doing that you could say in a couple of brief statements that you think you could correct?
No. I would never say that. I've got too much respect for that.
Right.
But I see a few things mentally, physically, and in his swing that I, in my humble opinion, is not right. But on the other hand, everybody wants to say something to him, so I would never venture to mention what it is. I have too much respect.
How much do you feel is this as wide open as any this year?
Yes, three names that come to my mind that are prevalent this year is Rory McIlroy. I think Jason Day might have the best golf swing in the world today. And Stenson. Those are my three picks this week.
And how about from a first-time starter? Is Jordan Spieth capable, do you think?
Yeah, Jordan Spieth is a very fine young man, very strong legs, which is important for golf, very good putter. I'd like to see him improve his backswing a little bit.
Right.
At the top of his backswing, he's a little bit shut. I'd like to see him get rid of that for his future.
Yeah.
But he's got a tremendous future, and he could certainly go out there and win.
Gary, always appreciate the time.
Okay.
Good to see you,
Thank
sir.
You.